Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, 2024 saw more than 1,400 incidents involving difficult and unruly passengers on commercial flights operated by airlines certified by the Irish Aviation Authority. So how much of this comes down to alcohol and should it be banned on flights? I'm joined by Owen Curry, editor of TravelExtra.ie. How often does alcohol, Owen, come up in stories about in-flight incidents that are reported?
Good morning, Fionnuala. Tends to come up a little bit more in Ireland and Britain than it does elsewhere in the world. It's actually quite a small proportion internationally. Willie Walsh is the Director General of IATA, the aviation body. He would say it's about one quarter, less than a quarter as well, are related to smoking, people, you know, going off with a sneaky fag in the toilets, and more than half are passenger-to-passenger combat over stuff like seats being let back and, you know, stuff being spilt. But in there are major problems with alcohol, which Michael O'Leary has very spectacularly headlined. And it relates to, it tends not to be so much Irish flights. From Ryanair's point of view, they have huge problems, most of it on three routes, Glasgow, Manchester, Liverpool.
Really? Does banning alcohol at airports, though, as he would like to see, would that be at all feasible?
It's going to be difficult because airports, you know, have a few points of profit. And one of the things that Michael O'Leary in particular would erode is the amount they charge the airlines. He says we deliver a lot of passengers, sell them things. And one of the things they do sell is drink. Franchisees take out, pay a lot to be in an airport. And there is a culture, Fionnuala, of drinking. There is a culture even of excessive drinking in airports, which goes back for decades. You're going on your holliers, you go at 5 o'clock to the bar. Mm. What I notice from my personal experience is that the psychotic stuff that, and it doesn't happen very often. I know that figure 1,432 sounds a lot, but that's, you're going to fly 1,000 times before you come across what, even in and out of Ireland, an incident. But when the psychosis arrives, it's generally a reaction between alcohol and something else. Very often, prescription, anxiety, drugs, stuff like that. That's what's on the increase. The other thing that's on the increase is if there was an incident long ago, the only people who knew about it were the crew. Nowadays, every day on social media, people love videos of people fighting on aircraft.
And it's very difficult for airline staff, you know, to try and control someone who is inebriated or more than inebriated and in a confined space, 33,000 feet up, particularly in the sky. Are we looking at the possibility ever of kind of some kind of sobriety test before people board flights?
I think the breathalyzing was not something that you can actually do. It would probably... let's start.
Where's
at the beginning.
Heading?
You can deny boarding to someone who's overserved. And it's done all the time. If someone's too drunk, they won't get on the aircraft. The actual proof then comes back to, you know, if the legal proof really doesn't lean on the airline because they are within their rights to refuse somebody boarding for the smallest of reasons. Where it's going, there will eventually, I think, be a ban of alcohol being served on board the aircraft. I think that it's a passenger safety issue. And if somebody gets hurt on board an aircraft because somebody else is overserved, and it's going to take a decade, it's not going to happen quickly. Can you imagine the Irish soccer fans being told no alcohol on their entire flight? Mm-hmm. But the serving in the airport is probably easier to
manage.
And that's where Michael O'Leary has pushed his firepower at the moment.
Okay, we'll have to leave it there. Sorry, Owen.
A ban on the amount that each person can drink.
All right, thanks so much. Owen Curry, editor of TravelExtra.ie.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.